before we get to NFT, we are crypto. So right now, what are the two? If a new person don't know shit about crypto and you tell them, you know, they want to believe you, there's the future of money, what would you suggest to do?
Save the world, Mike. Buy Save the World.
Save the World is an amazing project. But if you're getting into crypto, you're just getting started, definitely look into Bitcoin. Definitely look into Ethereum. Okay. I think those are really important. They've been here for over 10 years.
You don't think Bitcoin has maxed out?
No way, man. Nope. No way. No way. It's like if you think people thought it maxed out at 10,000, people thought it maxed out at 20, people thought it maxed out at 50, 60. It's not going to max out. Beginning. It's so rare. And people are going to want it because it's like the equivalent of gold.
So Bitcoin it's a mathematical anomaly. Like the way that it was programmed, the way that they made it, it's a first mover. And it'll never be replaced. There's only 21 million that are 21 million?
21 million only, Mike.
That are ever going to be made. And the way that it's really crazy.
And what are we up? What is it up to right now?
No, it's 21 million coins made in the whole world.
Total. Now it's at, I think, that's 40. Like,
yeah, that's one of the lowest.
48,000.
Yeah.
You know? So max supply, 21 million.
Yeah. So you get one.
Okay. So it's going to keep going up.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to keep going up.
I think it will.
Yeah.
And then Ethereum is the other one, right?
Ethereum. Yeah. That's the
How
other
many
one.
Coins are in Ethereum network?
Ethereum now has a deflationary, which means that the supply.
You could
reduced.
Go up and down.
So now, before it was like an open supply, like infinite supply, but now it gets reduced through EIP 1559. So that's supposed to make it more valuable. But if you look at Ethereum, it's on the cycle that Bitcoin was 4 years ago. So remember, Bitcoin went to like 20K mm-hmm. like 4 years ago.
It's going up.
The network effect if you look at the charts, it's exactly 4 years ago.
Oh my God. So we got to buy Ethereum now.
Yes.
So I should go spend $100,000 and buy Ethereum.
Then you do it and you leave it alone for a couple of years. You come back to like half a million, a million.
For real.
Mm-hmm. Mike, Ethereum is making money selling NFTs, the pictures, you know. They made
time out. Well, how you mix? I Ethereum, thought NFT is something else.
You could only buy NFT with Ethereum. No, you could buy NFT with Ethereum only, so not Bitcoin.
You think of
can you buy it with cash?
You can with credit card.
Tory Lanez's album, you could have bought with cash. Tory Lanez dropped an NFT.
$100.
He dropped an album, and he did a million copies for $1, sold out instantly. So he went platinum. He sold a million copies of his album, and he went platinum in 15 minutes, I think, something like that.
Because he made it for $1.
He made it for $1 and he sold out. Mm-hmm.
And then people in the resale thought that it was going to go for $50,000 an album. Guess what? I think somebody bought 500,000 albums somewhere. When it resaled, it was $2, $3 an album. I had to cancel my yacht.
NFTs, they're like trading cards, you know? Sometimes you might get something good. Sometimes you might not. You know, so that's what it is. That's a whole different like layer of crypto.
It's part of the crypto as well.
Yes,
it's part of crypto. I would say if you're just getting into it, you don't have too like crazy money to spend. You want to do it right. Get some Bitcoin. Get some ETH. Then if you have $10,000, $20,000 to play with, now you can mess around with some of the other stuff that's in there. You know, but
is there anything else coming after NFT like NFL?
I don't know. I mean, the MLB, the NBA released the
Top Shots
cards,
you can go and get a card from LeBron James when he was in the finals. I think it's like $250,000.
A photo,
mm-hmm. You know, it's like you buy a pack of virtual cards, you pay maybe, $200, you open your virtual pack and you might get LeBron James $250.
Damn.
That's it. You just turn it around.
And it's only one, Mike, or whatever limited edition it is.
But, that's a whole different layer. You know, you definitely want to start off slow, build up some money. And it's definitely not like a get rich kind of thing or get rich overnight.
Yeah.
You know, it takes like 5 to 10 years, but you do it, you stick with it. Now you make enough money where.
But see, I saw an article this morning that NFT surpassed Bitcoin by.
NFTs are hot right now. They are because it's just like all these trading cards and like the NBA got involved. The MLB got involved. Yeah. They're doing their own their players. So music, like all these artists are dropping albums, because you make money. You keep more of that money.
Yeah, explain to him. It's like, when you buy a CD
player. So you tell me I could make an NFT?
Yes.
Yes.
You make an NFT, right? So like, let's say you make an NFT and
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
It could be a picture of you, or it could be like
a light-skinned picture of me, or she look like,
you know, like a Donald Mutombo, right?
Okay, Donald Mutombo.
So you do a Donald Mutombo NFT. You make, say, 100 of them only, right? You sell it. You make your money off the 100 that you sell.
Different faces, then, though. Explain different to him, like faces. Earrings, accessories. So it'll be like one out of one, or, you know.
Yeah, it's just, it's all random. So it'll be Donald Mutombo with, you know, this kind of wig or this kind of thing.
So maybe I make up 100 of them?
100 of them, yeah.
You make 100 of them, you sell them, right? You make your money off the sale. Then what happens is every single time somebody buys and sells your NFT, you get a royalty. You get like 2.5%, 3%.
For life.
And you don't got to do nothing for life.
It's going to change the music game. This is what, like, you know, artists throughout history, they've been getting screwed.
What would it cost me to start something like that?
$0.
Nothing. You just take a nice photo of yourself. You look good. And you might have to pay, like,
verify
to create the NFT, like the cards. You got to pay like a gas fee, maybe a few $100, you know? You make the announcement and then you sell it. And like I said, that's why musicians do it, because then no matter what happens, anytime the album changes hands or whatever, they get the money.
Oh, and explain it goes straight to their account. Like a CD before. When you buy a CD, right, Mike? You have it in your house. When you resell it, nobody cares about it.
Yeah, you can rip NFT, it. You can burn it.
Yeah.
But the NFT only exists in one spot, you know? So like the Tory Lanez album, it's 1 million copies, right, of 7 songs.
Yeah.
And the songs, they're not available anywhere else. They're not on Tidal. They're not on Spotify. They're not on YouTube. So you could only listen to the 7 songs if you're one of the 1 million holders, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you do something exclusive like that, and people will buy it, bro.
You have to have like a comedy special on NFT. You will make billions of dollars.
Bro, if you don't know about crypto, you'll do that, and then you'll be like, all right, I think I got
this. Because it will make...
So you could buy my... I don't understand.
So I buy... Instead of selling CDs of your special, right, an NFT makes the owner that buys it make more money, because they could resell it based on the address. You know, you make 1,000 of your comedy special. Those 1,000 people... nobody else could listen to it. Except so for...
I buy the NFT from you because you put it on sale, right?
Okay.
Then I sell it to him for like, you know, $5,000. Every time like I sold it to him, he gave me $5,000, you get 2.5% of it automatically.
Forever.
And it gets delivered to you.
So that's why people with names are doing it, because people are buying stuff.
They have more control over their work and their money.
Yeah, so... If I sell it for $20,000 3 years later, you still get your 2% forever. And then whoever that guy sells it.
Yeah.
So it's not like a CD that you hold in your hand. Because a CD you hold in your hand, you could break it.
That right. So guys, you heard it. Go get some Ethereum. What's it called? Ethereum?
Ethereum.
Yeah. Go buy some Ethereum
right now.
World. Because it's still...
Get the Save the World token.
Get the Save the World token. Because these guys' tokens is helping... Built my school and helping a whole lot of other people, right?
Yeah.
I Save the World token, is that still alive? It's still there?
It's still alive. Yes. We're still doing it. We're working with Jamaica. So we're working with Joe Mercer Marley, Bob Marley's grandson, Biggs, same thing. And we're just helping a bunch of charities in Jamaica. Okay. That's what we're doing. So we have like a song dropping with Sizzla, a few other people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people love what we're doing. You know, obviously, thank you, Michael, for, you know, working with us and giving us the opportunity. But we love showing all the good that crypto can do, because it's like the power of a global economy.
And we want to help in the future with the school. We want to get the teachers. We want to get the people.
That would be great. That would be so great.
we got a crypto teachers here, Michael Blackson.
Maybe one of you guys come to the school and teach your kids on this. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know?
You could stay at Michael Blackson's mansion.
Go buy some Save the World token, guys.
Yes.
And help me out and help everybody else that's trying to help everybody.
And don't forget the Motherfucker NFT, Mike. I made some
You made Motherfucker NFT?
I sent you the
You selling shit without me?
No, not yet. I didn't sell it yet. We're about to make it.
You let me know. We'll help you out. We'll help you guys.
Please help this guy. Cause with
I don't know anything.
With two glasses of tequila, man, he's going to fuck around and create me an NFL.
He's going to run away with your with your money.
That's he's going to run away with my money. I'll start selling my free clothes that he gets from.
Wait, can I get more of these clothes that you have? Yeah. You got more clothes?
I have to check. I've checked my
I didn't bring another outfit for the second episode.
Don't worry. I got you, man.
Thanks, man.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson. It's a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.